Are food allergies misdiagnosed? Well, according to a new report in the Journal of the American Medical Association, only about 8% of children and less than 5% of adults have a true food allergy. Yet nearly 30% of the population believes they have severe food allergies. What's more, investigators found that those who receive a diagnosis after one of the two most common food allergy tests have less than a 50% chance of actually having that food allergy. The lead author of the new report, Dr. Jennifer Schneider-Chafin, said in a recent New York Times article that everyone has a different definition of a food allergy, as a common point of confusion is not knowing the difference between food allergies and intolerances. The article goes on to explain that allergies involve the immune system, while intolerances generally do not. For example, a headache from sulfites in wine is not a food allergy, it's an intolerance. The same is true for lactose intolerance, caused by the lack of an enzyme needed to digest sugar in milk. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.